Unit 2. A sense of adventure. 2.5. If something goes wrong, listen to an interview with Alastair Miller. The interview is in two parts. Part 1.
Alastair Miller was a member of a recent British Combined Services expedition to Everest. We talked to him about climbing mountains and asked him what he enjoys about mountaineering.
I enjoy this sheer physical exertion because I enjoy being fit anyway, and I do a lot of sport and running and that sort of thing, and I like just to be physically fit, and I find mountaineering is a nice way of doing that, and probably it's one of the best ways because you're not actually running and pounding your knees and Achilles tendons and things, but if you're walking hard at altitude and uphill, then that's probably as good a cardiovascular exercise as anything. So I enjoy that aspect of it. I enjoy the views. I enjoy the danger to a certain extent. I mean, I wouldn't go somewhere if I thought that I was going to kill myself, although I recognise that there is a risk of it. But I enjoy the thrill of being out on the end of a rope, knowing that if I don't do it right, then I am going to fall. But hopefully that I'm going to get held and I'm not going to do a lot of damage. I wouldn't like to go climbing solo in a situation where if I fell, I was going to kill myself. I enjoy the company because I think you make tremendous friends on these expeditions, and I've got friends that I've climbed with who are amongst my best friends ever, really, and I've climbed with them on numerous other times now.
As he admits, climbing mountains can be dangerous. Has he ever been frightened?
Oh, yes, I'm sure I have. It's difficult to define specific instances, but again, I think there's a distinction between rock climbing and mountaineering, where and the mode of being frightened is slightly different. In rock climbing, it's much more acute. Something goes wrong, you know you're going to fall off. In fact, my worst accident, I didn't really have time to be frightened in because it happened all so quickly, and that was we were rock climbing in Yosemite Valley in California, and the thing that I was tied onto on the cliff just pulled out, and I fell the whole rope length between myself and my partner. And as I fell past him, I remember shouting, "Stop me," and I do have a vague recollection of falling, but then I obviously hit something on the way down and was unconscious at the end of the rope. And so it was probably a lot more frightening for him than it was for me. So that's the sort of acute terror that you get from rock climbing. In mountaineering, I think it's more the worry that you're going to get lost, the weather's going to come in, you're going to get hit by an avalanche. So there's the sort of more the chronic anxiety level there. And I'm aware of that all the time. It never seems to be absolutely perfect conditions wherever you are, whether it's Himalayas or Alps. You're always aware there's that little wisp of cloud on the horizon which in a couple of hours could build up into a major storm. And the other frightening experience was climbing a route called the Frendo Spur on the Aiguille de Midi in the French Alps. We came to the top of that in an enormous thunderstorm, and as we were climbing the final snow slopes there was lightning literally striking the snow behind us and setting up mini avalanches. And that was very frightening, but you just had to be philosophical because there was nothing you could do to avoid this lightning, and if it hit you, well, that was it. The only comfort about that was that it's a mountain that has a cable car station at the top, so although we were climbing up towards the top of the mountain, we were actually climbing towards safety, and we were able to scurry into the cable car station and shelter from the storm overnight, and get the first cable car down the next day and have a beer to celebrate still being alive.